It's Blackest Night. Dickie Black on the Bay Area's rock station. 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone. That is ZZ Top and Sharp Dressed Man. ZZ Top's going to be at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga. That show is happening on October 4th. The tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. And you know what other tickets are on sale at LiveNation.com? Well, tickets to see Caitlin Gill with Daryl Hammond at Cobb's Comedy Club Wednesday through Saturday this week. Caitlin is in the studio with me, and she was on the verge of telling me a story, and I made her stop so that she could tell it fresh on the air and you could get my genuine reaction.
Absolutely. We were talking about everybody's favorite holiday, Easter.
Yes.
And how in the city the best way to celebrate is, of course, to go and see yourself.
Not Jesus' favorite holiday.
Well, you know, it's a tough day for him.
Reminds him of a bad time.
You know, it was a rough day for that guy.
Yeah.
But the rest of us can hunt eggs and party with bunnies. So
totally.
It's all good. And if you're so inclined, you can celebrate Jesus by going to see sexy Jesuses, as judged, the most sexy, judged by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
And hi, Sister Roma, I love you.
Once you've seen some men in robes with too much beard and lots of sandal, you can hit the windy streets of San Francisco to witness the phenomenon known as Bring Your Own Big Wheel, BYOBW, whereupon many costumed individuals take to the streets on
which streets? Like Market Streets, Castro Streets?
You know, I was trying to
Mission
they
streets?
Used to do it on Lombard, on the twistiest of all twisty streets, but because the gathering has grown so large, they've had to relocate, and I feel like year to year they're moving around. I know they were in Potrero Hill last year.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, big wheel transportation. I mean, it's too small to need its own trailer, but it's really too big to fit on Muni. So how do you get your big wheel out to Lombard?
Well, it's the little tiny, it's the like tricycle big wheels. It's the, they could, you know, fit in the backseat of your car. They're just tiny little plastic wheeled Hot Wheel big wheels.
This is my East Bay mind thinking. How do you drive in and park at Lombard and then haul your big wheel up over to
basically
the street?
You just get on, you pack into a Muni bus full of other crazy costumed people with big wheels. It's just one of
and
those
some
days
hot rock
to ride
and roll Jesuses.
Absolutely. It's a nice, Easter's a lovely day for public transportation.
Wait, is the plural of Jesus Jesi?
I'm thinking it is. I think scientifically that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Jesi are on the bus with a bunch of big wheels and you get to the top of a hill, and basically what you do is sit down in your costume, lift up your feet and wait for people to shove you, and then you just run into other people on your big wheel and hope that you're not horribly injured by the time you make it to the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, well, because if you get some good speed going up, those pedals can take you out.
Oh, yeah. No, the pedals are shin killers. Yeah, most definitely. Your calves are going to get some bruises.
It's like the drag race scene in Greece at the end there, you know, where it's where it like rips the side of the car open. It's pretty much the same thing. I think this is what big wheel pedals can do to someone.
There are probably a few people dressed up like they're in Greece. I have a feeling that Greece is a popular costume theme for
Would not surprise me.
Yes, I went.
Somebody had a Grease Lightning big wheel. That would be the awesomest thing ever.
That'd be pretty great. People would clear the way for them.
Serious.
They'd get the big response from the crowd. You drive by or you scoot by a lot of people and they offer you encouragement. And, you know, their cheers go a long way to making your skin and knees feel better. I rocked my big wheel in a chicken suit. I decided that would be the way to go.
You have a chicken suit.
I have a
chicken
suit.
Or did you borrow it?
I borrowed it, and then it became mine. So I apologize on air to Paul for your chicken suit that was borrowed. But it's now just
basically
mine.
Sorry, Paul, you're not getting it back.
Because I love it. Who can give up a chicken suit when they have one?
You know, somebody was once telling me that one of the hallmarks of being a San Franciscan is having to have multiple costumes for useless occasions. Just like the big wheel. It's not really a race. No. It's an exposition. The big wheel.
It feels like a race when you're in it. You really want to beat the people you're around. But there is no formal first place. So I suppose race is not the right title. But gathering doesn't quite feel right either.
No.
It's bring your own big wheel.
It's a rally.
It is.
It's the bring your own big wheel rally.
Where we come together around children's toys that we're all way too old to play with.
Good times. We need a slinky rally. That was always my favorite.
We should slinky down the stairs of San Francisco. There's so many great
totally
public stairways
here. You could totally
slinky
Lombard, dude. Oh,
we need to pick a holiday. It's going to bring your own slinky.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great. That could be competitive. You could decorate your slinky for competition. Give
somebody
it some
call the sisters
stripes.
And get the hot Jesus involved, too.
Oh, sexy Jesus pushing.
We could have like the sexy Jesus prelims at the BYO slinky exposition.
We just gave San Francisco a new tradition, and now Muni will be full of people holding slinkies.
San Francisco, you're welcome.
Indeed.
Caitlin and I don't want money. We just want credit.
We just want you there with your slinkies.
And when I say credit, I mean like actual credit at a store someplace.
I wanted money, actually. Is that okay? Can I still get money?
I don't know.
I mean, you could not want money. That's fine.
Well, I figure credit is just as good as money, and usually when you get credit, they give you more.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, every time you select the cash option, it's like this much.
That's
and
true.
If you select the credit option, it's like this much.
I would also accept free stuff. That's fine
okay.
with me.
All right.
I operate for free things.
Good times. We're in it. Speaking of free things, I have some.
Ooh.
I have tickets to give away to see you
Friday night with Daryl Hammond.
Now, Daryl, he's cool. He was on Saturday Night Live, right?
Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Good
you've
times.
Seen him in, guaranteed if you've seen the show, you've seen him. He was on forever and ever and ever.
This is a big deal. It's kind of a big show.
Yeah, it's kind of a big show.
I'm kind of excited to give away tickets because not only is it a big show, but I'm giving away tickets to Friday night, which is a big night.
Yeah, that's when you want to be out.
Friday late.
Ooh.
I always tell people Friday late is the best show to see a comedian because everybody's kind of off the rails at that point.
We let loose a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're not, you know, getting the light early.
No. We get to stretch, relax. And we know that people there at Friday at 10, they mean it.
Exactly.
They want a party. People there Friday at 8, they want a show.
They're usually mid-party, and they're reaching party crescendo for this
the
show.
The apex of the party.
So this Friday night at Cobbs, you've got Daryl Hammond and Caitlin Gill. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but I have a pair for you right now at 888-303-BONE. 1077 The Bone, that is AC/DC, that girl's got rhythm. I'm Nikki Black, and you know what else? She's got a whole lot of hilarious tweets so far. It is Twitter Trend Tuesday. Twitter Trend Topic Tuesday. What did we decide to call that, I think? Twitter Trend Topic Tuesday. Can I say it
Twitter
four more times?
Twitter Topic Trending Twitter
yes.
Tuesdays.
Beautiful.
Topics.
Caitlin Gill performing with Daryl Hammond at Cobbs Comedy Club in San Francisco.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Be there all week.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Look, I wrote Wednesday on here somewhere. Damn. Why do I keep screwing this up? I don't know.
Thursday's going to be fun. It's all local comics. They're going to be amazing. It's a showcase of the best of talent. Do come see that. And Friday's going to be amazing. You can come see the winner of those tickets at the 10 o'clock show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, we're going to give away more tickets
more
to
tickets.
The 10 o'clock show.
More
I know,
tickets?
It's madness. It's
Nikki Black.
Crazy
You're like
madness.
Santa.
I am.
Is that your middle name?
Nikki Santa Black.
I like it.
Yeah.
You should go
Except
with that.
It's a little satanic. It freaks
it makes
people
Santa
out.
Edgy.
Because you can't say Santa Black.
Santa Black.
No.
That's a pretty good name right on its own. I don't want to take away Nikki. Nikki's working for you, but if you ever reconsider, I'm just
saying.
My
parents would be upset
Santa.
If I did. Yeah. But Santa Black.
Well, thank you, gift giver, for all the fabulous gifts.
I'm here for you and all that that implies. And I also have the Twitter trend topic,
which is
bad hookups, which you have been... like insane on. You really have had some bad hookups because you just blasted them out there.
It's a familiar territory for me.
You like vomited like 6 or 7 bad
cathartic.
Hookups already.
It's been a very therapeutic Twitter session for me to be able to express in this safe space all the things that I feel about bad hookups.
So if anybody's not following us on Twitter,
why would you not be following us? What are you doing?
Hello, like you have anything better
Nikki
to
Black,
do?
At Caitlin is tall. Not that hard.
Yeah,
do
well,
it.
Actually, Caitlin, C-A-I-T-L-I-N.
That is hard. You're right.
That's a little complicated.
It is. I've got lots of vowels and consonants to negotiate.
C-A-I-T-L-I-N is tall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your Twitter.
That's
and
me.
Mine is Nikki Black, N-I-K-K-I-B-L-A-K-K. And if you are following both of us, you're in for a treat because it's retarded funny. And I'm using retarded in its actual literal sense and not in the sense that either one of us has any kind of like debilitating disease that we may or may not have been born with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It would be retarded to use it any other way.
Thank you. All right, so tickets to see you and Daryl Hammond on Friday night, this Friday, 10 o'clock, Cobbs Comedy Club in San Francisco, 888-303-BONE if you want them. 1077 The Bone, that is Pink Floyd. Excellent, Floyd. So excellent, I almost just choked on that Floyd. In the studio with me, not choking on anything. To the best of my knowledge, is Caitlin Gill. She's going to be with Daryl Hammond at Cobbs Comedy Club on Friday. So you're with Daryl on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And then on Thursday, it is Comedy Showcase night.
Comedy Showcase. Best and most hilarious of the Bay Area.
What I love to do is when I have comedians in, I love to ask them what their worst joke ever is. What is like the biggest bomb you've ever told? Like it was so bad that it went over like a fart in church and you pulled it from your little bag of jokes.
I have to pick one.
Almost physically.
There are a few, I guess.
You have to pick one.
The one that comes to mind is honestly the first joke I ever wrote. So this shows you where my naive ambitions.
Now, how old were you when you started?
I started when I was 26. I started when I was 26.
So just a year or two ago.
Yeah, right. Just a year or two ago.
You're new to comedy.
Fresh face. I mean, I started when I was 18. Isn't that the passing age?
Yeah.
No, I was actually 26, but I could have played 18.
Yeah.
I could have
played 18. That's all that matters in the entertainment world is your age range.
Yes. Indeed.
So you wrote this joke back when you were 18 to 28.
Exactly, in the 18 to 28 demographic. After a breakup, I decided that it was true that my ex-boyfriend was a douchebag. But, you know, maybe I wasn't exactly being fair. He never did anything for my vagina, let alone clean it. Hi-oh!
That's actually one of the better worst jokes we've had. Like, the vast majority of our worst jokes have not made much sense.
Just don't try to tell that while your mom's in the audience watching her daughter perform stand-up for the first time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
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 I think you just made it funny.
Yeah, right?
Actually.
Just gets funnier. That's the tag it needed.
That's
to let people know.
See, this is actually what I've been doing is trying to work with people to make the really bad joke funny, and I think you actually just did that all by yourself.
I'll take it back to the stage.
This is almost like therapy.
It is. Let's
you know,
work
where you
this.
Pay someone and then you end up just working out all your problems by yourself and somebody just stands there and looking at you going, "What do you think about that?"
What do you think about that? Between barfing all my bad hookups up on a Twitter.
Isn't that what
you kids are calling it these days? I don't know. I'm over 26.
Get off the Twitter and get to dinner.
But if you kids are there at Twittering, you can find out about all my bad hookups. And you can make my terrible jokes funny, Nikki Black.
Yay!
This is the best radio show ever.
I'm going to quote you on that.
You should.
If you want a pair of tickets to see Caitlin quote other things this Friday night with Daryl Hammond at Cobb's Comedy Club, 10 o'clock show, I got your tickets at 888-303-BONE. 107.7 The Bone, that is Steppenwolf and Born to be Wild. I'm Nikki Black, and that thoroughly describes Caitlin Gill, who is in the studio with me tonight, as she redecorates the studio. Craft Hour has begun here at 107.7 The Bone. I don't know if you've been on the webcam at all, listening live at 107.7thebone.com, but the mayhem ensues with, I'm trying to figure out how I can describe this and stay within FCC regulations, really.
I've made us masks.
You have. You've almost made people.
I've made people.
You have, in a way, created life.
Indeed. I am a wellspring of organic matter.
Yes. And it's happened live in the studio.
It did.
And we're tweeting it right now. We're trying to photo document this phenom that
you
is...
You can see the real Nikki Black.
That is almost indescribable, honestly. Trying to put this into words, and it's just so difficult because it's just such a moving and magical experience right now, Caitlin.
Have you ever felt like your face wasn't holding the expression that you were honestly feeling on the inside? Well, I drew some paper plate masks so that we never had to feel like we couldn't express ourselves.
And it's like you're looking into my soul, Caitlin.
I have the full range of emotions expressed, which is blind happiness, indifference, and rage, which is all I ever really feel. So I figure that just, you know, encompasses everybody else, too. So there's a paper plate for everybody. Just grab the one that properly expresses your emotion and wear it instead of your face.
Dun, dun, dun. So we will be doing this for at least the next 10 minutes. While it continues to amuse us. And then we will get back to our Twitter trend topic for Tuesday, which is bad hookups. Have we had any recent bad hookups? Oh, we have. Courtney Love, heroin, and Kurt Cobain.
That's a bad hookup.
That was also inspired by another one, which was, I believe it was a Beatles quote. Where did it go? I can't find it now.
Oh, I got it.
I know you have it somewhere, right?
Oh, no, it's right here.
Well, share with the rest of the class.
Yeah. Well, guys, maybe John marrying Yoko won't hurt the band as much as we thought.
There it is. Well, guys, maybe John marrying Yoko won't hurt the band as much as we thought. Bad hookups.
Bad hookups.
So true.
So true.
So true. Caitlin Gill is a good hookup with Daryl Hammond. I'll high five you for that one.
I'll take it. High five from here. Virtually, you were high five.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even really virtual. It was more of like a
distance
pantomime. Five.
I felt the space.
There was an energy.
Was full of electricity.
There was an energy between
Absolutely.
Us. Although, of course, we do have this large electronic appliance between us.
It could
that
have
could
been
be
the giant
facilitating.
Humming electronic board full of lights and power.
It was almost like an actual hookup of electricity between us. So,
Call
Caitlin Gill, Daryl Hammond. Cobb's Comedy Club, 10:15 this Friday night. I've got your tickets. They are going to be performing Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But if you want to go on the Friday late night show, I have one last pair of tickets for you.
One last pair.
One pair, which actually is two tickets,
one pair. It's like your pants. Think
exactly.
About your pants.
Yeah, a pair of pants. Well, the two
one pair
people
for your two legs.
I can't fit two
Come
people
on,
in my
you
pants.
Know, you know that whoever you are taking to Cobb's, you want them in one pair of pants.
That's a bad hookup. Two people, one pair of pants.
Or the best hookup.
Ooh.
Or the best.
Got to be that time I hooked up with Jared from Subway. That was hot. That was extra hot. 888-303-BONE.
Nikki Black. Nikki Black.
She sleeps all day and she works all night. What kind of girl do you think she is?
It's Black as Night on the Bay Area's rock station, 107.7 The Bone.